Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Alley.
Good morning. How did you sleep last night?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Not well.
Me either. And I had my aircon on, and I don't usually sleep with the aircon on, and I was like, it's too hot. The kids were all moaning it was hot. So the aircon went on, and I can't do it. I'm a bit of a miser like that. I'm like, oh, the money's ticking away. Just sleep it off. But it was hot. It was stifling. So I put on the aircon, but I still couldn't sleep. I was tossing and turning, and then wide awake at 2 o'clock, and Seth woke up twice. I'm like, well, this is what you get for putting on the air conditioning. How about you?
Did you get a dry throat?
Yes, I've got a dry nose this morning.
Yeah, whenever I leave the air conditioner on, I just get this dry throat and I have to always have a swig of water. I don't know if I'm getting old, which is probably true, or air conditioning on at night is just not a good idea.
So you had a crappy sleep, basically.
Yeah.
Let's get on with the show then.
Fantastic.
Let's do it. My father-in-law went out last night doing the cray pot pulls, and I think he got a good haul.
How do you think the pullers are doing?
Doing pretty well, I reckon. What is it? The whites are running.
The whites are running. The whites are here. Winter
loons,
is coming.
The loons, Norman. The loons. Sorry, that's from On Golden Pond.
It so is.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they're celebrating a, was it today or?
Yesterday. Yeah, I think that's why it's fresh on my mind.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
The if cure. You don't know what we're talking about, we apologise.
Yeah, check out On Golden Pond with Henry Fonda and
Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah, amazing.
And just
movie.
Type in the loons. They're birds, by the way.
It's a feel-good summer, 91.7 The Wave with Rick Springfield. Don't talk to strangers. Ali and I were off on a bit of a tangent before, talking about the loons. That's that movie On Golden Pond starring Henry Fonda.
Loons are birds, by the way.
They are birds, and here's a bit from the movie.
The loons. The loons. They're welcoming us back.
Yes, they are.
All right, moving right along. Time to give away those in-season double passes to the Adams family. 91.7 The Wave, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, do the Addams Family thing for us.
Did I do it right?
Yes, you did.
Close enough.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. And you've won yourself that in-season double pass to see Addams Family in theatres.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
One more time. Well done, Michelle.
Making it work for it. You're mean. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ali's Random Facts.
Have you ever wondered why knives and forks are made out of stainless steel and door handles are usually made out of brass?
No.
Because they're self-sterilising.
Brass is self-sterilising?
And stainless steel.
That's amazing.
I know. It's called the oligodynamic effect, and it's a result of metal ions in brass and copper having a toxic effect on mould, spores, viruses and other living cells.
How did they know that back in the day, though?
I don't think they did. Just thought it was a hardy metal that you could eat your food and open your doors with.
Well, that worked out a treat. They could have made their door handles out of lead.
Lead's pretty deadly, so thank God they didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, maybe they did and people started dropping, so they thought, let's change our door handles and let's see if that reduces the mortality rate.
Yay to brass.
Yay to self-cleaning metal.
And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave. Today's going to be super hot, very hot out there. UV index is 13, which is extreme. So if you are going out on the boat, make sure you have your hat and sunscreen and you stay hydrated with water. Remember back in the day, everyone had zinc.
Yes.
You know, and you'd get all the colours and you'd do the stripes on your face. Now, kind of it's only used at carnivals for kids, like with their factions. But really, zinc isn't cool anymore.
Well, it probably is, but they call it invisible ink now. Zinc,
can you get invisible zinc?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, but I think people just slather sunscreen on, wear hats, and that's off they go.
You know, the old slip, slop, slap message. Yes. Apparently two more S's have been added to that.
Okay.
First one is slide on some sunnies and seek shade.
I love it.
So slip, slop, slap,
slide, and seek.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think it's very good to be sun savvy, especially with the hats. The wider the brim, the better.
Yeah.
But not those Legionnaire caps.
Why? They've got a thing on the back of them, haven't they?
I don't really. It's like a mullet. It's like a hat mullet.
You just don't like them because they look like a mullet.
They look like a mullet.
Is that the only reason?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, get on a Kubra. That's Australian.
There you go. Now we're talking.
And you covered all around like a veranda.
Perfect. All right, it's my turn to do the hard word, being a Thursday. And my word, I think you'll know, but I so want to use it because it's a great word.
And the word is?
Maudlin.
What?
Maudlin.
Maudlin?
Yeah, like the name Maud and Lin at the end.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You ever heard of it?
No.
Ah, oh, I'm surprised. I would have thought you would have known this one.
Never heard of it before in my life.
Okay, does it mean A, emotionally weak, B, self-pityingly sentimental, or C, extremely sleep-deprived? Maudlin.
How do you spell it?
M-A-U-D-L-I-N.
Oh, man.
I thought you would have known this. I honestly did. For shawsies.
You know what'll happen. I'll rule out one as being completely wrong and it'll be the right answer.
Go with your gut and don't think about it.
Okay, B.
B, self-pityingly sentimental. I'm happy you went with your gut. It's correct.
Is it really?
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean, I knew that.
See, I knew you knew it deep down in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use it in a sentence. Dean told his friends, Edith got a little maudlin last night.
Sounds a bit rude, doesn't it?
It's like when you've had too much to drink and you get a bit self-pityingly sentimental. Oh, I love you guys. Oh, you know. Maudlin.
I think that's called D&Ms, isn't it?
Anyway, today's hard word is maudlin, right here on The Wave.
I got one.
Woohoo! Yep, that's one for you, 698 for me.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.